AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he is open to talking with Tehran.
I really believe that Iran would like to make a deal. And I think that's very smart of them. And I think that's a possibility to happen also.
In Tokyo, the president backed Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's interest in using Japan's good relations with Iran to help broker a possible dialogue.
I think that someday we'll have a deal. I'm not in a rush.
The president has imposed tough new sanctions on Iran, which are crippling its economy. Meantime, North Korea is calling National Security Advisor John Bolton a human defect and a warmonger. Bolton described North Korea's recent test of short-range missiles as a violation of the UN Security Council resolutions. A hefty donation to President Trump's inaugural is coming under scrutiny. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Real estate mogul Franklin Haney contributed $1 million to President Trump's inaugural committee. At the time, Haney was seeking regulatory approval and financial support from the government for a long-shot bid to acquire the mothballed Bellefonte nuclear power plant in Alabama. More than 2 years later, Haney still hasn't been able to close the deal. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors in New York are scrutinizing his contribution as part of their investigation of the Trump Inaugural Committee's finances, a probe focused in part on whether donors received benefits after making contributions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down in the Tulsa area early yesterday, damaging structures, uprooting trees, and toppling power lines. The tornado was spawned by a powerful storm system that rolled through that state and hit not long after another tornado killed 2 people and injured 29 others. That was in El Reno, Oklahoma, near Oklahoma City. The parliament in Austria has voted to oust Chancellor Sebastian Kurz and his ministers, paving the way for a caretaker government before a new election in which the younger leader and his party could emerge stronger. This is AP Radio News. 2 people of note are missing at a Memorial Day event in the state of Maine.
The American Legion has 2 empty chairs in Kennebunkport's Dock Square today. It's in memory of all the times former President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara watched the Memorial Day parade from that spot. Mark Matthews from the American Legion Post 159 said organizers wanted to acknowledge the absence of Bush, a longtime summer resident and a Navy veteran. He missed last year's parade because he got sick after attending an American Legion pancake breakfast earlier in the weekend. Bush died in November at the age of 94, just months after his wife Barbara passed away. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal appeals court ruled the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not entitled to damages from BP for the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill. At issue, the accounting practices the team used to argue that the spill caused the team's revenues to fall. The Buck Stadium is about 360 miles from the site of the spill. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.